This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friday Training. We've been doing this for over 24 years, and today we have our exceptional season five of Office Hours takeaway. We'll be bringing on hosts and guests from the show, the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers that you just saw on the trailer streaming on Apple. Thank you, Nick. Are we ready to go?
I believe we are. I was going to say, Dave, why don't you kick us off by sharing your takeaway from season five as we bring up our person?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting because it's the subtleties of success that was my takeaway from season five of Office Hours. You know, the incremental progress from repetition of doing something and asking to get better. I felt like Nick Saban in one of the things that I took away from Nick Saban. One time he was up 51-7 at halftime. And I saw a video of him in the locker room, and he was just going nuts on his team about how they were not performing to their potential and how the score was irrelevant. And I felt that way. My exceptional team, led by Mike Allen and Colleen and Justin and you, Nick, having my daughter Marissa and Raluca and Serafina and Max and Mo, all the guys and women and the team at the studio, which is now Sirius XM Studio. And you can stop by our studio at the Win, the Sirius XM Studio, there anytime. But I was looking to see how we could get better. And I felt like Saban because I almost felt guilty. It felt like from season one to season five, we were winning 51-7. But when things did not go to our potential, I found it difficult for me to constructively try to pursue not only my potential, the show's potential, but bring out the best of each of our players and our team. And one, I want to congratulate our team, but also my takeaway is that good behavior only means that there's good progress in the trajectory of where you want to be or better. Bad behavior is that behavior that is interfering or not aligned with the progress. And we are just blessed to have just amazing people coming on today to share their takeaways. But mine's the subtleties of success. Never stop pursuing your potential. Never be satisfied. Even if you're up 51-7 in halftime, if you can do better, then do better. And that's what life is all about. We had Chris Gardner, as you know, Nick, from The Pursuit of Happiness on the show. He's terrific, by the way. If you got to catch him on Apple, he's amazing. But I argued with him. There's no pursuit of happiness. Happiness is the pursuit. And so I keep pursuing my potential. So there's no better leadoff hitter I can think of. She is my little sister. She is amazing. She's been doing it forever. And she keeps getting better and better as well. I'm just amazed. I literally sat in a room, a filled room, as she was teaching, pouring into the crowd, and she was not well. And she literally left the stage, I think got sick and came back on the stage and blew everybody away. So that's the first time I've seen someone blow chunks and blow one away. But she was amazing. She's probably going to kill me for telling that story. We also shared one experience. We did a naked mastermind one time together, and it was probably the greatest mastermind I've ever. They once again that they all got sick and then continued on because I took my shirt off as well. I'm not nearly as handsome as her beau, but meanwhile, nonetheless, Nick, introduce our first amazing guest.
Absolutely. We are blessed this morning, ladies and gentlemen, to be joined by the pitch queen herself. She needs no introduction, the one and only Forbes Riley. Forbes, welcome.
Oh, David, you are dangerous. You see me naked, you see me throw up, and you're willing to tell everybody this. Oh, my God.
I was probably the reason you threw up. I didn't tell him that.
No. You know what? And I've never had a big brother, so I love you so much. You know, you are a person from another mother. I'm grateful to you and Nick for caring about me because it's allowed me to pursue And you talked about pursuing happiness. I was listening to you. Pursuing the dream. And, you know, as I'm watching Marcus post, you know, the big billboard of office hours all over Times Square, you are elevating and supporting all of us. If you're lucky enough to listen to David, you're lucky enough. We have now become friends. We're going to share a stage on my birthday on April 27th in Utah. But the biggest stage I'll ever be on, it's 12,000 people, the Maverick Center in Utah. If you're available to come celebrate that weekend. And then on my birthday, we're doing office hours and we're having a dinner like we do and celebrating. And I do get to bring my man who's on the cover of a new magazine. Go, you know, love you. But David, can I take a quick moment? Because I know you talk about a lot of things in spiritual energy. And I gotta, I'm incredibly emotional this last week. And I'm not talking very public about it. I haven't put it on my Instagram yet. But my family and I took spring break in Iceland and we had a blast. Oh my God, we saw waterfalls. We were warned there was a volcano that would go off and it might close the hotel and lagoon. Didn't happen until it did. The day that we left, the biggest volcano in 600 years, magma-wise, exploded, and we watched it from our car. It was amazing. But the day before, a week ago Thursday, we were coming back from snowmobiling and ice caving. I got to tell you, I turned 64 this year. I'm living my best life. Until the van that we were in hit a patch of ice, skidded, became airborne, and crashed on my side of the car with McKenna, my daughter, right behind me. As it impacted, the glass... the asphalt was right here on my face. David, I believe in angels now. And I believe in miracles because my hand was cut, but my face was not. I didn't lose an eye. I didn't lose my life. All I can remember is McKenna screaming, "Oh my God, Mom, are you okay?" And I'm like, I think I am. There's people hanging by their seatbelts above me. Their jaws were smashed into me. And we all walked away from something that I read other people haven't walked away from. And so I don't mean to be maudlin, but I can't stop crying. I know it sounds crazy. Out of gratitude, out of, oh my God, of all the things that happen to you and become stories, I feel so blessed. And like somebody just cradled me and all I did was like bruise my body, but I went to the hospital, no broken bones. Nobody could understand how come it worked out that way.
Well, I'm going to take that as a reminder. What I try to teach people is I'm so glad you're okay, and McKenna and everyone, Josh, but it's, you have to believe you're protected and promoted at all times. And the minimized issues, the little problems and what I call the interferences, if you have wisdom and we look for, you know, one good thing about turning a little bit older is we definitely attain wisdom, but it's no good. Wisdom is no good without faith. That you're protected and promoted. And I'm so glad that you're okay, but also that it just gave both of us and everyone here a reminder how protected and promoted we are. And it's the difference, I think, of actually being protected and promoted. If you do say, think, feel, and believe that protected and promoted, and most importantly, as I do to you, loved. You are loved by something bigger than you that knows everything. Sorry, I'm joking up because I care about you. And I'm just, it hit me, but you are loved by something bigger than you, more than your mom. And that's a powerful lesson. And I felt that way when we get to sit next to each other or stand next to each other on stages or get to see each other. It's a reminder to me how protected, promoted, but most of all, how loved both of us are in this unified system that we belong to. And gosh, I'm so glad that everything is going your way as usual. What a great lesson for us. I appreciate you so, so much. Any last thoughts about the TV show now that you've put it into perspective?
I love the fact that we get to sit at the Wynn Hotel and meet the most remarkable people. I've stayed in touch with every one of the guests that we met as a panelist. I became friends with, I feel blessed in my life. I just want to share out with you, I don't know that we are more blessed than anyone else, but I will tell you something that David and I have in common. We believe in our hearts that we have a message that needs to be heard by the world. I'm not leaving yet. I cannot leave without touching so many more people. And through his television show and through the medium of TV, we get to do that through speaking on stages. And I feel so much more empowered. And I will leave you with this. I am turning what I consider a big number. You know, my parents passed away at 70, so it's 64. Wow. something happened. My husband won the Arnold a couple of weeks ago, and I'm never thought of competition. I'd have no desire to do that. When I got out of all of this, he said to me, you know, there is an over 60 category in St. Pete on June 29th. Do you want to compete? And so I'm 4 days into my training and I'm going to rock a freaking bikini, David, because I've never done it. I didn't even imagine why would I do that. And now I know why. I found a woman online, and this is for all of you. She had overcome heart surgery and kidney surgery. She was overweight in her 60s. She was 64. And she lost all the weight and competed and won. And she's now 67 and she's stunning. And I thought, okay, here it goes again. Another cycle of how do I get to inspire people? So I'm on a bit of a journey and I'm sharing bits and pieces of it because it does frighten me. And we all say, so we now have this phrase by June 29th, 3 months from now, could you do something that makes you nervous? Could you be on a show? David launched shows because he said he could. He has people around him who love him because he said he could. You could launch a course. You could start a business. You could speak on stage. Maybe you want to lose those 10 pounds. I'm going to stand as June 29th is that motivation. And the last thing I'll leave you with, because I got to go teach a beautiful training, is that I don't know if we have more than one life in this world, but if you live it right, once is enough. David, I love you.
Oh, I love you. Thanks for joining me. It's amazing. And I know I saw your leg workout. You're going to get there and I'll be cheering you every single day. But you're amazing. And I hope Josh doesn't take this wrong. I can't wait to see you in a bikini. So thank you so much. Since I've seen you naked, this is perfect.
Nate, the rumors are swirling. We're going to make a billboard. Okay. David Meltzer promotes Forbes Riley naked. And no, we didn't laugh at him. We embraced him. I love you guys. I got to run. Bye, everybody.
Go get it. Bye-bye. Thank you. She's amazing. All right, Nick, who's up next?
Absolutely. Let's keep this train rocking and rolling. We have somebody coming up next, David. I know that not only you love and you treat like a brother to you, but also has a great story in the sense that the first time that one of your wonderful daughters saw him speak, she had actually tapped you on the shoulder and said, you know what, David, I think that's actually my favorite speaker of all time, even surpassing yourself. And that is, of course, the one and only Jeff Griffin. So, Jeff, welcome. Thanks so much. And it's great to see you as always. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Love to be here.
She actually said that he's the best speaker she's ever seen. And Dad, he's better than you in front of hundreds of people. It was beautiful. And she's right. I just have to tell you, I look up to people with their skills and their knowledge. And nobody moves me more on a stage than Jeff Griffin. If you have hired him to speak, if you want to impact, you know, there's some people, Jeff, that can sell tickets and I appreciate them. There's some people that change people's lives and impact them in a short 20 minute, 30 minute or an hour speech. And I put you up there in the Mount Rushmore of impact. And I try to do both. I'll tell you, the first one is much more difficult for me to sell tickets. But the second one is a gift and I practice that gift and I treasure it. You've been blessed with that gift. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me on Office Hours Season 5. Love a takeaway as you're joining us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, first of all, I just want to share something that I learned in my studies this morning. And you kind of encapsulate all that, David. And I just want to say thank you. But what I learned this morning is that love is the guide of wisdom. Love is the guide of wisdom. And so people are like, I got to learn something. I got to do something. I got to step up. I've got to do something. And I've got to get some of this wisdom here. And it starts with love. It begins with love. Love is the guide of wisdom. And you just encapsulate that. People around you are just filled with love. You just shine love. You just exude love. And it's just like, I just light up. And so thank you. That's what I took away from this is, you know, I get to show up here in Vegas and I'm around some pretty big giants. And I always like to say that it's easy to look good on the shoulders of giants because I'm not one of those giants. I just get to.
Yes. Speak it into the universe, brother. You are not.
There you go. I'm going to become that giant. And so being able to come to this room, I'm like, oh my goodness, there's like giants here. And then there's Dave Meltzer in the middle of it, middle of the pack. being able to just share the wisdom that that you've learned, discovered, and live. And so just keep shining that light. I just loved it. And so showing up to Vegas was just one of the highlights of my careers, highlights of my life. And I'm just so fortunate to be able to hang on to your coattails to learn what it means to be a giant.
Oh, the Mutual Admiration Society, but more importantly, the mutual love. And once again, the theme is coming that you'll never overachieve your own self-image. And I am here to help others and elevate others to understand their potential. And if you can see, I see, man, I'm telling you, Jeff Griffin, you're going to do it. It's just a matter of divine time in a divine direction that we're all on. And I can't wait to see you as well in Utah. It seems like there's going to be a lot of unbelievable peeps there. And if not before, if you're not following Jeff Griffin, if you have not seen him speak or hired him, you are missing out, because he will move you, he will impact you, and he will change you ever. That's what you've done to me as a friend and as a co-host and as a guest. And I just can't wait to give you a big hug, Brett. And my daughter, Marissa, told me you're still the best.
I love it. Marissa is the best. It was great. It was a great experience because, you know, that's what I get to do when I, you know, similar to you, you mentioned that it's difficult to sell tickets, and it really is. And I like to say that I fill up a room. I really do. I fill up a room with my message, with my essence, with my light. And I get people to believe that the impossible really is possible. And, you know, it's difficult to fill a room up, meaning getting butts in the seats and all that stuff. But I have this gift. I know I have this gift to fill a room up with energy, with belief. And, you know, I come rolling out on stage. People can't see this, but I'm in a wheelchair. And but I come rolling out on stage and I address the elephant in the room about how good looking I am. No, I'm just kidding.
But, no, you're not.
I do address the elephant in the room that I am in a wheelchair. I went from 6'1" to 4'7", and I've been given a life sentence to never walk, never stand, never move my legs again. And I get up out of my chair, and not just get up out of my chair, I share with people how to overcome their mental paralysis, because that's what I've learned over this life, this short stint being in a wheelchair, is that I may be physically paralyzed, but most of us are paralyzed from the demons of doubt, fear, and complacency. And that's my mission. And that's my calling, is to help people get out of that chair, to live a life that takes their breath away, instead of just living a life and they think they're barely breathing. You know, they're just barely breathing and they think it's a life. And so, no, my mission is to help people live a life that takes their breath away.
That is awesome, man. And you went from 6'1" as a Griffin to the average height of a Meltzer, 4'7". So that's why you're so welcome in our family. Thank you so much, my brother. I will see you soon. And I will tell you, although I get to speak in front of 12,000 or 20,000 nowadays, I remember the days when I was speaking and filling the room with my words, my heart, my love. And there was two people there and my wife was on my ass going, why the hell are you doing this? Well, if I believe, think, and say, and do, I'll be just like Jeff Griffin. Thank you so much for inspiring me, my friend, and impact. I love
you. Dude, I love you too, man. Thanks so much, Meltzer.
I love it. All right. Office Hours Season 5. We know why. It's ferocious Buddha time. Who's up next? Nikki?
Absolutely. Before we get to the ferocious Buddha, it's always ferocious Buddha time, but before we get to your...
I meant to say the Nick of time, but I saw Lori's coming up. I know she's not next, but as you can see, ferocious Buddha is my spirit animal, and we are promoting everyone reconciling the infinite with the pragmatic 24 hours in a day. Who's up next, Nick? Of time.
Absolutely. So next up is, of course, an incredible host that you're going to see featured here in Season 5. He is a high-performance business coach, really what is I call the chief storyteller. And that's, of course, the one and only Jimmy Nelson. Hey, welcome. Happy Friday.
What's up, Jimmy?
Mornings with Meltzer. What could be better than this?
I love it, man. Well, I think what you do is imperative in life, whether you're a teacher, a preacher, a movie star, a coach, or even a blue collar worker trudging it out every day for his family to put food on the table, as my mom did me. But you're teaching people how to articulate value. And the best way to articulate value historically through our human nature is storytelling. You are one of the greatest storytelling coaches that I've ever met. Welcome, my friend. What was your takeaway from hanging out with us on season 5 of Bizarre?
Man, thank you. And I'm sitting here listening to Forbes and Jeff, and I'm just reminded of the room that we all got to get in. And I think there's something you told me. You and I go back to sports analogies a lot. And I was talking about, how do we raise those limiting beliefs of ourselves? And like Jeff says, sometimes you walk into these rooms and you're like, wait, do I belong here? Or how did I get here? And you'd said something to me about becoming the sixth man on a better team, right? You talked about upgrading your team. And that's why I was like, I said, you know, when I realized when I got in that room, I was like, I've just been recruited by a championship team. And then when you start talking to each other and you start sharing your stories, what I realized is everybody in that room is so giving, right? Like as people tune in to this season, what they're going to realize is that every single person that you bring on that stage wants to help, wants to give. There was no tier system. You know, I think we as people, we put people on pedestals or we rank them in different ways. And for me, I was just like, wow, you know, I just got to be the sixth man on a championship team. And I get the opportunity to come in at crunch time and maybe hit that three-pointer that puts somebody over. And for me, it was such a confidence boost to be in there and learn from so many people, but then also give value to people that I've been looking up to in this industry for a long, long time. And we're all led by our ferocious Buddha head coach that you do such a great job of bringing us all together and painting the bigger vision for us of this is why we're doing this and that there's people that need what we do. And I think the last time you and I talked, it was that idea of we deliver hope to a world that desperately needs it. And so I'm just so thankful for you, for the platform, not only for me, but for all of us to share our stories that hopefully the people that plug in to this season, they're moved in a way, not only that they're inspired, not only that they're motivated, but they actually take action to start changing their life. Because I know hearing other people's stories, you know, me going from 100-pound overweight, 3-time college dropout, I had to borrow somebody else's confidence first. And what I hope is people plug in and listen to all of our stories, they borrow our confidence, borrow your confidence to take that first step, and that this season can be really life-changing for people.
Well, I hope the Dallas Cowboys watch season 5 of Office Hours as well, because they need that inspiration, as they always do. The big drought of Dallas. I always tease Jimmy Hayes Nelson about his favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. We talk sports all the time, and we're commiserators for the teams that we follow. But someday, like the Chicago Cubs, someday we will be redeemed, and it'll be a greater joy. Remember, the harder the fall, the bigger the bounce. And that's what happens on Office Hours Season 5. If you want to learn how to tell a story, whether you're a spirit coach, interviews, or just want to be an intelligent follower, at all a leader, the best person to teach you how to do that is at the coach Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, Jimmy Hayes Nelson, a dear friend of mine. Sorry I missed you in Dallas, but I know you're too famous traveling around as well. So we will reunite. We got plenty of cities coming up. I cannot wait to see you again. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you.
I love you. All right. It's a love fest here on Office Hours, the Breakfast of Champions. Nick of Time, who's up next?
Absolutely. We're going to keep this thing rocking and rolling. We're going full ferocious Buddha mode, as it's my pleasure to introduce the other co-founder of Ferocious Buddha, the one and only Lori Livicich.
Oh, and he said it great. That's Lori Livicich, dear darling sister. I've had two sisters on already. Can't get any better. And she's wearing a Ferocious Buddha hoodie and she's rocking it. And we'll get rocking Ferocious Buddha today at SoFi. Welcome, my dear friend.
Good morning, my dearer friend.
Well, you know, I just love seeing you on the show and I can't wait for you to see the episode. You light up the screen. Your wisdom and your heart are just amplified. And that wisdom and heart is representative of what we're working on, empowering people around the world to be ferocious Buddhas with a cause. And may our purpose be greater than our pain. And you and I share that in our journey as we're a little bit longer in the tooth and have more experience and more fun than most people. What is the purpose behind Ferocious Buddha in your takeaway for Office Hours season 5?
Well, I'm, you know, it's so amazing since we did the show and what's happened since we did the show. So my purpose in Ferocious Buddha and where we're at today is we are together with the Unstoppable Foundation with our merchandise going to be raising money to help sponsor villages in Africa. And that's that for me, because I kept saying to you and I've said to other people, you know, we just don't want to sell a hat to sell a hat. Anybody can sell a hat. We're going to be different. And what is it? And then it just, boom, you and I like, okay, let's do it. So I just got everything finalized pretty much with the Unstoppable Foundation. So we are ready to get the store up, and I put my email here. So I want everyone to email me so I can put them on our list and we can give them the announcement when everything's ready to go, because it's just right around the corner. And I'm so excited because what Unstoppable Foundation is doing is it's just the most amazing place, because they don't just go in and build a village and go. They go in and help sponsor to build the village and empower the people and train the people and get the teachers. And it's giving that business and teaching those people to be in the village to be entrepreneurs. And it's just the most amazing organization. Now that I've known more and more about them, I'm just so honored to be partnered with you and with them. It's really going to be an awesome end of the awesome 2024 for us.
It certainly is. And just email Lori, hello at ferociousbuddha.com. Go to ferociousbuddha.com. But, you know, for you, Lori, it's interesting because I see a lot of the number one takeaway of participating and watching Office Hours, especially season 5, is purpose itself. That until we know for the sake of what we're doing something, it does not have the energy. We're interfering with its potential. And to get the clarity, the balance, the focus of the purpose of understanding, like you said, why would I want to sell a hat, regardless of whether it has a boot on it or a flaming lotus flower or the logo itself, who cares until you understand for the sake of what? And for that takeaway, I will always be grateful because I could see you apply your why and align it with your purpose for the sake of what, which is saving people's lives, changing people's lives, water, education, nutrition, financial literacy, all the different things that provide sustainability in a previously very challenged situation where 13-year-old girls were sold off for a cow as a dowry, yeah, so the family could survive, to men my age, by the way. And that's why I got involved. And, you know, I never pushed you. I never asked you to get involved. And it was so nice for me to see your takeaway of purpose. And I want to encourage everyone to join us on Office for Season 5 with Purpose. It's streaming on Apple. It's at the airports, the hotel rooms. It's on Roku and Amazon Fire and anywhere you can find it. We appreciate it. And Lori, we look forward to the world knowing more about not only the Ferocious Buddha, but about the Unstoppable Foundation. Yeah. Check out ferociousbuddha.com. Email Lori directly, hello at ferociousbuddha.com. Thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you. I love you. You know,
I love you too. I'll see you soon. All right, it's a love fest here, and we're in halftime right now, nick of time. What do we got up at halftime? Why don't you reset the room and bring our next friend up?
Absolutely. We are moving and grooving here on this beautiful Friday morning. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. We are, of course, in the best rooming community in Clubhouse, Breakfast Champions for David Meltzer's Power Hour. And as we celebrate the premiere of Season 5 of Office Hours, streaming now, of course, we are going to continue to bring up some incredible guests to be able to share their takeaways from being involved in the magical madness that is the production and, of course, the release of this season. So with that said, David, let's keep it moving, because I know with this love fest, we got so many people that are jumping on the train.
I just want to remind everyone too, Nick, just as a reminder, if we're going to be in, Vegas, we're going to be in Phoenix with Marshall Faulk, we're going to be at the Masters with John Daly, We're going to be in New York City as well. So I just want to remind everyone, come out, meetups, VIP dinners, masterminds. We have it all. You can email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. We love a crowd. Nothing attracts a crowd more than a crowd. But who is our next guest, Nick?
Yeah, so our next guest is former professional wrestler and mixed martial artist, the one and only Mark Kerr. So, Mark, it's great to see you. Happy Friday.
Hey, I appreciate it, King. Hey, good to see you again, David. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. You know, we wanted to bring on our special guests, and you were one of my newer friends that joined us, but yet fit into the frequency, the neighborhood of people who wanted to help one another and be there. And people that help one another. So I really, when we got the newbies involved, I always love to know what your takeaway of the experience was.
Oh gosh. Part of just hearing you finish with the Ferocious Buddha and talking about that and understanding, you know, it took me a while to find out what my purpose was and, you know, how I can affect the community around me. And, being in the environment around you and understanding that it's a community that you've developed and it's a community that you've created, which supports each other, has kind of the same, just what you said, the same frequency, you know, and has this vibe of like, you know, how do we affect, you know, how do we have maximum impact and affect the community around us? And, you know, just being there, it was just amazing for me, you know, just what you've been able to create. And it's just dynamic. It really is dynamic and it's powerful and it's contagious. You know, I think that's the big deal.
It is a big deal to me. And someone actually the other day said, you remind me of Mr. Rogers. And I've cracked it. So I'm like, that's my neighborhood. I don't know what little puppet you are, brother, but I am so glad that you're on my trolley, Mr. Rogers neighborhood, Mr. Dave, the Ferocious Buddha's neighborhood. Mark, we look forward to having you on future seasons. We love you in our neighborhood. We have a neighborhood of people that are here to help one another and know people that can help one another. Thank you so much. We love you. We look forward to seeing you on next season.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you again, David. It was just great to be part of it and, you know, to really have, really have a resource there that I didn't realize was just, that was the next step for me is to get involved and be part of it. So thank you again, David. I appreciate it.
You got it. There's plenty of invitations, not obligations coming Mark's way. He was a superstar. You got to check out his episode of Office Hours. Next up is the world's best. And Nick, can you introduce the world's best to us?
Absolutely. This man definitely needs an introduction. He is an Olympic and world champion in track and field for Team USA. I believe it's 4-time Olympic gold champion. And of course, is the one and only LaShawn Merritt. LaShawn, welcome. Happy Friday, man. Always great to see you.
Oh, he's out there helping kids.
Man, happy Friday. Yes. I'm glad to be here. I am actually at the airport headed to do a keynote for one of my friends' gala. So it's friends helping friends, keeping the frequency and letting everybody know they have greatness in them.
I love it. And I have one question before you give us your takeaway, LaShawn. You're one of my favorite speakers as well. And someone from the day I met you, I knew your heart was bigger than anything. And it's proven out. You fly around the world helping other people. But the only question is did you buy that Buffalo Bills hat on sale?
I didn't. You know what? I actually don't have a football team, so I'm able to be recruited right now. If anybody's
Chargers, we love the Chargers.
Okay, Chargers.
You've been in the game, man. You were on the field.
I may become a fan. Once I really started pouring into the sport, my sport, I stopped watching sports really. So now that I'm retired, I'm getting back into it.
I wish I would have taught you how to catch a football because it paid a lot better than winning gold medals at the Olympics. But beyond that, what was your takeaway of office hours as you finish up going to the airport?
Oh, man, office hours. I was on two seasons. It was amazing. The networking in the room, just outside of the office, just in the lounge area. I mean, I'm blessed and grateful to be able to be in such an atmosphere and to get on the show and get asked questions. And it's just a network of people that come in who has a lot to offer, a lot to help with, and just great-hearted people. And I love the community. It's all about gratitude. It's all about the more you give, the more you receive. And I want to thank you, you know, for giving me a platform. You know, I didn't know what I was going to do just a year ago when I retired, you know, and then I opened my heart up to you and you opened yours up to me. And here we are now.
I love it, man. I'm so proud of you. You're winning gold medals off the track at an exponential rate. You got to check out an amazing storyteller as well, speaker, coach. He is an exceptional human being. No wonder that's what it takes to be a world champion. 17 medals in total, 4 gold medals, I think. He is amazing. Check him out on season 5 of Office Hours. Thank you, my brother. Have a safe flight.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I love that guy. This is a love fest here. Now, we're talking OG. Me and this gentleman, Nick, we just celebrated our 4th anniversary. He started Office Hours with me pre-COVID. It was just a little podcast that we were going to do together. And who would have thought 4 years later, we'd be at 600 episodes, 4,000 interviews, and 5 seasons. 5 seasons executed and distributed it from Amazon to Bloomberg. We are on Apple streaming now. It's been an amazing journey, but it would not have happened. This guy saves lives. He's saving lives of my friends, kids, and other people's kids, and other people's parents. He is a soulmate of mine. He is no longer the diamond in the rough. He's just simply the diamond. Mike Diamond, Diamond Fuel, my man. How are you?
I'm good. Morning. How are you? Dude, Mark Kerr and then LaShawn. I mean, how good is that?
Yeah, we are loaded with people like you because that's who you attract, aggregate, accelerate. Mike, you've been doing this from the beginning. Was there a particular takeaway from season 5 of Office Hours that stood out to you?
You know what I really, it's so funny because every time we do an episode, which we've done so many, or every time we do a season, I always meet someone new and they become friends because it's like-minded. And I always get something that I need. It inspires me to stay on track. And, you know, on the TV show Intervention, I deal with a lot of addicts. And then I get around people that aren't addicts. And it's a different energy. It just lifts me up. I'm like, oh. So it's a safe place for me where it's being on, you know, around addicts all day. It gets a little draining. So it always invites, everyone's inspiring. Everyone's positive. Everyone's a go-getter. And look what you created. I mean, it was a little idea before COVID, and now it's season after season after season. It's magical.
It's so funny you say that because I had a young, very, very famous guest, and he said to his dad, you know, and he's in his teens with millions and millions of followers. He said, you know what? I had to get out of there. It was just too positive. And I thought to myself, what a great compliment, right? It's just too positive in there. There's too much energy. And although there aren't any addicts in our neighborhood there, there's a lot of people like us that are in recovery. And recovery is something I do every day. And you do on TV, as you know, in the TV show Intervention. But you do it in real life. And I don't know how you show up to the show every Wednesday. Because you have been all around the world with some of the billionaires and billionaires' children. I just don't know how you find the time just to jump on with me. I have no idea where you are today, but Michael Diamond, I love you. I can't wait to see you. You'll love the episode in season 5. I'll see you every Wednesday. Thank you for showing up to the VIP dinners with all those amazing people as well. They love having you there. Flex Lewis, Richard. Tim Story, all the guys that were there, all they did was brag about how they got to meet you. So thank Mike Diamond. He's no longer diamond in the rough. He's just the diamond shining high above. Thank you, brother.
Love you, mate. Have a beautiful day.
Looking ripped, man. Looking ripped. Good. All right, Nick of Time. You know, we get accused of having too many men on here, and you know, thank goodness for Lowell, but here's a dynamo entrepreneur, and she's an amazing podcaster, speaker herself. I've learned so much from her. I adore her. She's one of my best friends. We haven't known each other, but for the season 5 as we're moving forward, but we're getting closer and closer. Can you introduce our amazing next guest?
Absolutely, David. And as incredible as that intro was, we're going to have a quick switch up here because one of our guests that's joining us is on a little bit of a tight timeline.
Okay.
So I have one of your oldest friends here. He is a film producer. He is the man behind Rudy and Hoosiers, all the classics, let alone many more to come. The one and only Angelo Pizzo. Angelo, happy Friday. Thanks so much for joining us.
Glad oh my goodness. Hey, brother.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I was thinking of you the other night as our Hoosiers went down in the tournament. But more importantly, I get to see you in New York, Mark Murphy and Sean Dill in mid-May, I think 14th. But I will tell you this. I know you have so many projects, but you know, I saw the movie The Hill, and I know you had written it so long ago, you forgot about it, I think, or something. But you are magic. You know, whether it's the 500 movie or first responder movie, The Horses of Fire, or, of course, the biggest movies of all time, Rudy and Hoosiers, you are blessed with a gift. And I am just honored to be a friend of yours. And I just want to tell the whole world that when you come in front of the real deal, you know it. And Angelo Pizzo is the real deal. Everything he touches is magic. It's at his essence. That's why it resonates with literally hundreds of millions of people around the world. All of his work has created a legacy that may not be matched in all genres, not just sports, but more importantly, Angelo, I know you took a step down to be on my show. It's no Rudy or Hoosiers, but I appreciate you joining us. What was your takeaway from participating in our season 5 of Office Hours?
Well, the one thing about being around you, Dave, is I can always count on things being very positive and can do and upbeat. You don't, anytime you come across a dark note, you counter it with something positive. And, you know, you just, after being on your show, after being around you, you just feel better about everything. So,
I love that.
I really appreciate your positivity and your belief in helping others to maximize their potential and to realize, you know, their dreams. And that to me is a gift. And I think it's not something that you have to try to do. I think that's the essence of who you are.
I love that. And your essence as well. My mom taught me one part of life overcomes a million particles of darkness. So let your light shine and you can have an impact. You can effectuate change in the world at that level if you continue just to spend minutes and moments in darkness. And you do the same. Likes attract likes. Angela, you got to get going, but I just so much appreciate you. I can't wait to see you May 14th. We're going to a special restaurant with special people. I'll give you a big hug. My wife, Julie, cannot wait to see you. And my girls miss you from being down in Indiana. So go Hoosiers, and I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. Talk to you later. See you in New York.
Talk to you later, man. See you in New York. That's a legend right there. Academy Award, amazing, Angelo Pizzo. They don't get bigger or better than that, Nick of Time. But we just might show some newbies that are competing for that honor. Who's the next up, Nick?
Absolutely. Now we are back on track as scheduled and as planned. And back to your incredible intro, David. This fearless entrepreneur, she doesn't need any intro. She is the CEO of Stella Jets. And this is, of course, Tia Manzoni. So, Tia, happy Friday. It's great to see you. Thank you for us.
Hey, good morning. I think you're muted. I can't hear Tia. Oh, you're. Hi, Tia.
Maybe it was
there. You are.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It's like a Verizon commercial. Nick, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, good. So Tia, you're a newbie to the neighborhood and you keep shining as well. And your brand is growing. Your business is growing. You have a creative entrepreneurial mind and got to surround yourself with so many people of like mind, like heart, and like hands. And you've really gained that action in the neighborhood. People all around me keep on bragging about Tia and asking me, oh, I'm doing this and that with Tia. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I need more people around Tia because she has such a big heart. What was your takeaway as a newbie on Office Hours Season 5?
You know, I came in, it was my first time meeting you, meeting the team. I was the very first guest early in the morning, time zone change there. And I was super nervous, but you have such a calming energy. And, you know, you and your entire team just made me feel like I was one of you instantly. I just felt like instant family, which was so relaxing for me. And then we had such a great conversation during the interview. It wasn't like, you know, some hardcore questions. It was really just an authentic and great conversation. And then I think what I was most impressed with, and I've shared this with you before, is the next, that entire day and the next day after, where we all get to hang out and get to know each other. I was watching how your team just works in there. It's like magic. You know, I love logistics and seeing how everything was so seamless. Everybody was so comfortable. All of the networking and everyone in the room just acted like everyone was instant best friends. And I love that because it was years ago when I was like, I need to raise my frequency. I want to be around more people that can, you know, that are like me at heart and at spirit. And I had to do that through shows like yours and through, you know, YouTube. And so to be able to be in the rooms that you put together with such high frequencies has just made my life so much more, powerful. It's been so impactful to me.
And you're having an impact on the community as well, which I love, whether it's Taffer or or Bucky or so many, Van Carlson, a really good friend of mine, they're all bragging about you that it's the same in best friend syndrome that I look for in that community. And it's really one thing that you grasp was what stands out like a sore thumb on Office Hours is when someone is about me, not about we. And it's instantaneously, I hear people say, oh, this person's wonderful. Never once were they asking for themselves. It was always about what they could do for me. And when you're in a room where people are just looking out for, hey, can I introduce you to this person? What would you like to do? It's amazing how many people show. I just did a meetup, by the way, in Dallas. And I was trying to get home for my son's birthday. And I was just amazed how many people show up. And Tia, of course, extremely active, has many priorities in her life with the multiple businesses or podcasts, all the different business development that she's doing as a woman entrepreneur in a male-dominated private aviation industry. She's leading the way. And yet there she was on Saturday morning, bringing friends of hers to join our neighborhood. And out of anything that means the most for me, people have offered me jobs and money and all types of things. That means nothing compared to on a Saturday morning when people show up to share with our community and be part of that. And so I just want to tell you the type of people that you want to do business with, that you want to buy from and sell for, that's definitely Tia Manzoni, and she fits in. You'll see her much more on my content. She has her own amazing podcast. She is a quick learner and an incredible entrepreneur. She knows how to make a lot of money, help a lot of people. And I will tell you this, and I can't wait to hang out with her more after hours. She knows how to have a lot of fun. Tia, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. And thanks for opening the door for all of us so that we can help make an impact alongside you.
We love you. I will see you soon. Have fun in Dallas. I know you all have right, a big event coming out. Good luck. She was at the Mavs game last night, killing it in the suite. Unbelievable. You got to check out Stella Jets. Check out Tia. Amazing. All right, Nick, we got about 9 minutes and we have our last two guests. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. And did by chance, did you feel an energy shift as we bring on our next guest here? Our next guest is the co-founder of In Harmony, a certified vibroacoustic therapy practitioner. Of course, he is a spiritual brother at heart. That is, of course, Craig Goldberg. Craig, happy Friday. It was great to see you.
Craig, there's no energy shift here because I have my Harmony Sound Lounge. It's playing. I have a TikTok phone, and it's not on an iPhone. It's a Motorola Flip Super Phone. And I use it for just TikTok only, but I keep it up now, plugged in next to my sound, because you told me that vibroacoustic harmony, you don't have to lie on the lounge. So nope. I got theta frequency flying. Craig, you are the vibroacoustic genius. We have a sound lounge in the studio while we're filming, and I get at least 5 minutes a day on it. That's at home and in the studio. All of the people are blown away when they lie on it. You know, what was your takeaway? You're kind of like the trainer and guest, you know, and the trainer gets to hear the reality. What was your takeaway from being the In Harmony trainer and super guest of season 5 of Office Hours?
So, you know, what's really interesting as I'm listening to everybody else, and they're all absolutely incredible. And good morning, by the way. I really get to log a lot of hours. Like, aside from you and your staff and the team, which is all incredible, I'm at all of the shoots all day long from 7:38 in the morning until 5-6 o'clock at night. It's a really unique experience and something that I really love to watch people come in and out of. All the amazing guests are coming in and out of this incredible energy to shoot content and contribute to a greater good. I think it's one of the most beautiful aspects of the entire show, and what you and your entire team get to do is corral some of the most incredible human beings on the planet that are all doing, moving and shaking, doing incredible things, get them to transcend upon Las Vegas at the Wynn to be in studio for whether it's a half hour or a half a day or a full day or 2 days or four each season like I get to do. And it's really an incredible camaraderie. It's an incredible neighborhood that you create, and a frequency and a vibration that I am honored to contribute to. Honored, really. It's really exciting to have the sound lounge there so that everybody can use it and try it. And of course, to amplify your vibration in the morning and throughout the day. It's really a great experience.
Well, great experience is combined with a great experience, and it starts with a great experience. And my great experience that starts every day lying on the sound lounge. I upgraded from the sound seat, and I've named it the sound cushion. Yeah, I started with the cushion, and then I donated it to a 15-year-old girl that loved it so much at the hospital, but couldn't get to the hospital every day. So I donated that, and then you graciously found out and said, "Oh, Dave, let me get you the real deal, luxury Rolls Royce of vibroacoustic vibration using an Harmony app as well." There's so many different healings, and you can internally set the frequency, the awareness, knowing that we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. And you are such an addition to my team. You're an incredible guest and host. I love you. Please promise me you'll get season 7. We're in the middle of season 6, so you'll be right back with us. And we have in each season 4 days of filming, 3 episodes a day. It goes from 8 a.m. with the dinner till about 11 p.m. It's a longer day. Blast me!
I will be there, Dave. I will be there.
You got it, my friend. Well, we got our last guest coming up. Everybody, check out In Harmony. I am in harmony.com. My man, Craig Goldberg, thanks for joining us. He's awesome. All right, Nick, we got the cleanup hitter of all cleanup hitters right on time. You are the Nick of time, and I love time. It's my love language, and I love this guy. Go ahead and introduce our final guest.
Yes, and our final guest of the day is an incredible investor, entrepreneur, global speaker, and co-founder of PlayABiggerGame.com, Marcus Collius. My brother, happy Friday. It is great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
what's up, brother?
Thank you for having me, David. Always wonderful to see your beautiful face, brother.
And vice versa. And we talk about you never overachieve your own self-image. That's exactly what your book is about. playing a bigger game, increasing your self-image, and utilizing infinite loop, the abundance of more than enough in order to do so. You fit into my neighborhood from the day that I met you. You elevate others. Angelo Pizzo is talking about positivity and the light that shines and overcomes millions of particles of darkness. All I got to tell you, this is darkness. Marcus and Meltzer, you don't F with us because we got enough light to just outshine all of the negativity that even surrounds us anywhere that we go. We got to play a bigger game with Marcus. Marcus, from your positive perspective and the impact that you're having around the world, what was your biggest takeaway of Office Hours Season 5?
You know, David, every time you invite me anywhere, I get this same beautiful, wonderful feeling. And it's truly what I've dedicated my life to in the last few years, which is just put yourself around other big thinkers, people who are playing a big game, who just have that beautiful energy, and you know how to pick them. Oh my goodness, I've never met someone who knows how to pick them like you. So for me, this is what I teach others. It's like, hey, don't try and reinvent the wheel all the time. If someone already has it figured out, which David Meltzer's got it figured out, just go. And you know, I hate to give myself such a weird self-image, but you know, on sharks, there's like these little fish that are just hovering around the shark and just going like, dude, wait till you see what this guy eats. We're just gonna, you know, hang out with him and it's always a buffet. That's how I feel, but I'm so okay with that. I don't need to be the big shark. I got the big daddy of all sharks right with me. And I'm so grateful for you and your whole team. You have the most amazing team. It is truly a family. I love spending time with every one of them. And you know, one of my favorite moments, by the way, was watching your daughter not only orchestrate things at one of the dinners, but then saying a few words. And I was just near you. I could sense that beautiful dad energy. I mean, I got my girls of my own, and I was just like, oh, this right here, this is a special moment.
I'm blessed to have friends like you. That's all I have to say. I don't know what I don't know, but I do my best, learn lessons, and have fun with friends like you and so many others in the South neighborhood. We're going to do so much more together to play even a bigger game and to change more lives. I know your questions are aligned. You always show up as well. I was talking to Tia how much it means to me for everyone to show up the way that they do with such positivity and abundance. And you are invited to everything, not obligated, but invited to everything that we have going on. He is definitely one of our great point guards on an amazing team playing a bigger game. Marcus, I can't wait to see you next. Thank you, brother.
Love you, brother. God bless you.
Bless you, man. All right. If that wasn't enough light for you, enough positivity for you, then come and see me. We're traveling all around. We're booked 200 days this year. So we're going to Vegas, Phoenix, New York. We're going to be the Marshall Falk in Phoenix. We're going to be at the Masters with John Daly and Josh Miranda. We are going to be in New York City, variety of things going on. And of course, so whether you like the Final Four, the Masters, or just want to hang out at SoFi Stadium, we'll be there today with amazing guests, Dan Fleischman, Sean Dill, Lacey Book, so many other people hanging out with us at SoFi. We'll be there next Tuesday as well. Please join us in all these places. Vegas, New York, Phoenix, Augusta, Salt Lake, all of them are there. And for SoFi Stadium, our office and studio at SoFi, our office and studio in Vegas. If you can't keep up with us, I don't blame you because I can't keep up with me. Just join our text community, 949-298-2905. If you want also my book, I will sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping, david@dmeltzer.com. If you want to be a guest, a host on our show, david@dmeltzer.com. It's exactly 7 a.m. Pacific time. It is time to hand off this amazing Breakfast of Champion premiere of Office Hours Season 5. Check us streaming on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, and airports and hotel rooms. We're everywhere with everyone. Nick of Time, I love you. I love my team. Congratulations. Close out the room.